The DigitalLifestyle.com presents The Media Centre Show, show 141, Thursday, 24th of January 2008. Show with tech.co.uk. I'm Ian Dixon. This week on the show I have more interviews from CES. At the show I looked around the next gen home, and after it I talked with Mike Siemens from Lifeware and Scott Evans from Microsoft about the home, and this was showing off home automation and media center integration. Also at CES, the big news for media center was extenders. So this week I've got interviews from Samsung, HP and Linksys, all talking about their extender and their network products. I have email, news items and a software giveaway. So I'm going to go straight to the email, and this is from Todd, and he says, "Hi, first, I love the show. I've been an avid listener for about a year. I listened to your interview with Todd Hedrick, and in my opinion, you let him off a bit easy. I've been trying for the last week to use recorded TV with Windows Home Server, and I followed the instructions you put together with Richard, but I just seem to be getting one error or another. The results are inconsistent at best. It would have been nice if you'd spent some time talking about Media Center, Windows Home Server compatibility issues with Todd. Do you know if Microsoft is fully going to support Media Center with Windows Home Server? If not, this may be the wrong product for me, and I may be back to buying a large internal hard drive from a Vista machine. Except for the lack of support for Media Center, Windows Home Server is a fantastic, foolproof product. Thanks again, and keep up the good work, Todd." Well, thanks for the email, Todd. Take on board your point you say about tackling Todd on the Media Center integration. The reason why I didn't was because I knew what the answer would be, and the answer, and we actually did discuss it briefly beforehand, was that our comments are being listened to and being heard, that we want Media Center integration with Home Server, and those would be, they'd be taken on board. So whether that will mean the changes to the product, I don't know. But I'm hoping for Microsoft to starting to listen to and hear our cries for wanting integration. We want Home Server integrated with Media Center. We want Zoom integrated with Media Center. So hopefully we'll get the products will go in that direction. How close an integration we'll see in the future, I don't know. But we'll keep on telling them. Now an email from Stuart. It says, "Hi Ian. I think the Vista Sideshow has a massive potential and should be a great technology for controlling Media Center with a wide range of handheld devices, even using Apple iTouch or iPhones. I'm a beta tester for Iconos, and I'm hoping I won't be too long until I can use my Sony PSP with the Windows Media Player 11 Sideshow gadget. The Ricovision control looks very good, but it's too expensive. Have you had your hands on a new V2 extender? I understand that only Linksys were the ones bringing them available in the UK. Is that correct? I prefer the cosmetic look of the D-Link unit myself, and I was thinking about importing one from the US, but wasn't sure if it would work here. I believe that my Samsung HD TV supports 50 and 60 Hz, so this might not be a problem. Regards, Stuart." Thanks for the email, Stuart. Regarding the Sideshow devices, yeah, I couldn't agree more, but they've got great potential. Just there's a disappointing lack of gadgets in terms of the software and the actual Sideshow devices, the hardware. So far, I've only really seen the Ricovision remote and some of the third-party work done by Iconos. Also, there is my new photo frame, the Sideshow photo frame, which I got. So I'll talk about that later in the show. So the potential's there, but it's not. There's nothing there at the moment. As for your extenders, I've played with them at CES, and I've got a Linksys one on the way. And that, you're right in saying that Linksys are the only ones that are going to be available in the UK. I prefer the little cosmetic look of the Linksys ones, actually. I think the D-Link one looked too big, but as Hakan Olsson pointed out from Microsoft, the D-Link ones are designed to go with the rest of your AV components, so I can see why you'd like that. I'm not sure whether it would work. Maybe it will. I don't know. I'm trying to find some more information. D-Link were the company that I got sort of the least amount of time with at CES in terms of the extenders, so I'll try and find out some more, and I'll let you know on a future show. And talking about extenders, the final email this week was from Clive. Hi Ian, love the show. You probably know this UK availability, and he sent me a link to D-Link's site, which says the players will be available February 1st. So hopefully mine will be on his way. I'll get it before then, and I'll let you know how I get on with it. There are quite a few people in the US have got hold of them now, Edbot included. So, some commenters on the Green Button have also reported their experiences with them. So have a look at that. Thanks for all your email. The email address for the show is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. And what I'm going to do is give away some software for Emailer of the Week. And we're going to give away a copy of Big Screen Headlines 2. And we'll also have a copy of Big Screen Photos 2. These are the brand new applications from Nell Ginsborough. They are great looking applications. We've talked about them in previous shows. RSS Reader and a Flickr Viewer and Photo Viewer for Media Center. Really well written. And Nell has kindly given me some copies to give away. So I'm going to be giving those away for Email of the Week. So send those in, ian@thedigitallifestyle.com. And we'll have the first winner next week. I mentioned before about the photo frame I've got. I actually got an iMate Momentum 70, a 7-inch wireless digital, picture frame. It's a really nice unit actually. It looks very nice. And the main difference between this and the standard sort of photo frames that you put a memory card in is it's wireless. So you power up the device, browse for networks, enter your web key, and then it's connected to the network. It then uses UPnP, and it will connect via Windows Media Connect and network sharing service, and I could browse all my machines. I could see my Media Center machine and my laptop, so I connect it up to my Media Center machine, which you then authorize on the PC itself. And you can browse your photos by tags, by folders, and by date, I mean by playlist. So you can create a playlist. In fact, I posted my thoughts about the Memento on my blog. Link for that in the show notes, and you'll see on the comments there, one of the commenters put that they used the playlist functions to only show photos taken in the last 30 days, which I think is quite good as well. So it's got all those features on it, and that side of it works really nice. I've got it connected up to randomly display the photos and some nice transitions and things. The other element that it's got is it's a sideshow device. So via the network, you browse for the device, right-click and do install. It downloads the drivers from Windows Update, and then it's available there as a sideshow device. And out of the box, the sideshow devices are pretty disappointing. There's a Windows Mail one, which I don't use, a Outlook Calendar one, which I don't use on that machine. I use Outlook on my work laptop, and a Windows Media Player one, which I occasionally use Windows Media Player on my Media Center PC. I normally use it on the extender. So it sends the now playing information back to the photo frame, and it appears across the bottom. You can't interact with anything, so that does restrict what you can do with the gadgets. So if any of the gadgets require any interaction, there's nothing you can do with them. And I did browse the Microsoft Gadget site to download some more. I think I found 22, and they were pretty disappointing selection, really. There was obviously something like a photo frame lends itself to news headlines, so I tried some of the RSS readers, and there were three. One didn't work at all. One only displayed the amount of unread threads, which is great if you could then select OK and read the threads, but you can't. But the Microsoft one was pretty good. It allows you to browse the feed stored using IE, and then you can just pick a feed and it'll display the headline. It not only displays the first headline, so the top headline. And obviously you've no way of interacting with that, but it's pretty good. If you have a look at the thread in the on the blog, there's a developer who's put on his gadget where he's got weather and headlines all scrolling through, so that looks pretty good as well. He's included the source code, so have a look at that. But overall, it's a nice device. We just need some more gadgets coming out. I think 22 is not a lot, and I could see that there's no Media Center one that I can really work with or anything else. So there's some more work needs to be done in that area, but overall the photo frame is really nice. So read the blog for the full details. Now, I posted some more videos up this week. I posted a link to this video taken at CES, looking at Linksys Extender, and they were showing home automation via M-Control and Linksys wireless secure IP security cameras. So it was quite a nice display there. I also put a video up of Cutting Edge PCs, Blu-ray, HD-DVD combo unit, really nice machine. Blu-ray performance is brilliant. When I tried the Sony PC with Blu-ray on a while ago, it seemed to take forever for the disc to load. And this works great. You just put the disc in and it plays, and it plays HD-DVD as well. So I was impressed with that, so have a look at the video for that. And I also put a video up at Samsung's Media Center Extender, taken in the Samsung's booth. I couldn't film the PR guy's face, so there's a lot of long shots on the extender itself, but it's only a short video, but it does give you an idea of what Samsung is saying about their extenders. So now time for a break and a message from One Voice, and I'll be back with the interviews.
Introducing Media Center Communicator, the perfect complement for Windows Media Center. Imagine walking into your home and simply speaking to play music, watch TV, read and send email, call to order pizza, and more. Now with Media Center Communicator, you have full control of your digital home using only your voice. And best of all, there is no voice training required. And built on One Voice's Media Center Communicator, MC Each Speech Tools is a powerful speech recognition toolkit allowing developers of Media Center compatible applications to easily incorporate speech recognition commands as features. One Voice offers licenses for MCE Speech Tools along with its Media Center Communicator to the rapidly growing community of Media Center developers. Just say it to play it. To learn more, go to www.onev.com.
Okay, now the first interview is when I was at CES, I visited the Next Gen Home, and this was a home designed to show off Media Center home automation and Lifeware. And they had rooms like a kitchen, a lounge room, a bedroom, and a study. And they were showing off Media Center integrated with the kitchen and home automation, controlling the lighting and those things with Lifeware, and you know, even linking in with the bed. So first up is an interview from Mike Siemens from Lifeware talking about the home. Mike Siemens, it's great to finally meet you in person. We've talked on the show a few times, and the great thing about CES is finally meeting people face to face, and you've got the Next Gen Home here, and I think it's great that the stuff is showing off. So just explain to us the concept behind the Next Gen Home and what kind of things that you're showing off from there.
You know, this is our fourth year doing the Next Gen Home, and it's been an evolution of all these partners, you know, the biggest names in the industry, working together to put the products that we've all invented, you know, in a unified system like this. And so here, it's just better than it's ever been. You know, this is a massive project for Lifeware, where Lifeware is touching everything that could possibly touch, from doorbells to washers and dryers to even there's a bed in the, you know, one of the homes that has all the sensors in it that Lifeware is monitoring. But it's also, you know, HP and Microsoft and Intel, and it's Lutron wireless lighting system and Russound wireless music systems and DSC. It's a big effort by partners to actually show what the practical attributes are of having all this kind of technology in the home.
Yeah. So, and we were saying before, one thing I really liked about it is there's no talk of home automation, X10 protocols and Z-Wave and everything else. It just all is connected up, works, and there's no special interface. And you mentioned about the panels. There's less focus on the panels and more on the sort of the automation side of things.
Yeah, you know, and it's because automation is not one particular protocol, you know, and that's why it has to be this big software glue that glues all types of protocols together. So whether it's Z-Wave or Zigbee or X10, which is, you know, kind of the automation of the past, but it's Lifeware is about the, you know, intercompatibility with all of those systems, and the technology, the way that it does it is really not what's exciting about home automation. It's what it does. And that's what you've said there, that, you know, we're we're doing much more on the system now than going up to a touchscreen and actually turning a light on and off, or even using a remote control to do that. Now it's built so seamlessly into the entertainment system that things like browsing to the DVD library on a media center will actually put the room into movie mode for lights, and the shades will come down, and pausing the movie, you know, puts it in intermission mode where the lights will come up, and you know, you have it's interacting with the entertainment system in a way that you're really not thinking about automation. You're just simply using entertainment, and the entertainment system is controlling the environment. And so it's much more seamless than it's ever been. It's getting much more powerful than it's ever been. And I would say probably the thing that we've evolved to the most is the tool that you use in order to do all these things. There's a very, very, you know, elegant and powerful tool that's called Lifeware Visual Project that we use to bind together something like going to the movie screen and having the lights and the thermostats and everything be impacted by it. So tons of options, lots of customization, and very easy to do.
So instead of having to get into sort of macro coding and things like that, there's an actual kind of tool for generating these scenes, you know, without being a programmer.
Yeah, everything from a light switch to a media state on a media center, and a specific media center, is all expressed as a web service. And there's the Visual Project tool that Lifeware has, is you just simply drag in the device that you want to be the action, and then you drag in all the things that you want to do when that device changes. So it's a very simple setup where I say, you know, when I play a DVD, I want the lights to go to 50%, and I want the shades to come down, and you're just dragging in those web services in the Lifeware Visual Project. So very easy. I mean, it's something that, you know, we look forward to even yourself being able to try out.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key things. I think that in previous years it's been very high end stuff, and you know, it's kind of the thing that you'd aspire to have, but you know that you're not going to be able to afford that because you've got, you know, mortgages and things like that. This is kind of achievable and real world, and you think you mentioned before that everything is shipping here rather than, you know, in previous years it's been beta or maybe, you know, coming soon.
Yeah, this is. You know, the last couple of years we've tried really hard to show all of the current products, but we always have, you know, lots of things that are just not quite there. And, you know, last year Vista just had barely hit, and the whole house was built on Vista, and that was a big step. This year, literally everything in this home, everything in, from the lights to the thermostats to the entertainment servers, everything is currently shipping, current available product. And even we've brought at CES, Lifeware is taking an initiative to bring the entertainment server, the center hub of this, down to the masses with the launch of our new Life Media servers, the 100 and the 150, which is a consumer level server. And these are, you know, start at $2,500 that have, you know, 2 and 4 tuners and go all the way up to digital cable cards and everything. So there's we're trying to really bring this down where, you know, people can take it at a bite at a time, but they start with a Life Media server and they can grow into automation. They can grow into additional rooms with all the cool extenders that you've seen here at CES. It's this totally scalable system now that people can just take at their own pace.
So just to talk about some of the technical aspects of it then, the lighting, you mentioned this kind of wireless lighting. So is it Luton stuff?
Yes.
And then, so how does that connect up? Is it over a which wireless protocols are you using?
You know, there's a lot of options for wireless, for lighting and thermostats and device control. Lutron has led the industry all the time for, you know, the most powerful wireless lighting, you know, reliability. And this is, they have their own RF protocol. It's not a Zigbee or Z-Wave, but it's ultimately, Lutron has a interface to Lifeware, and Lifeware then reads everything that's happening on Lutron, gets status of light switches when they change, and Lutron itself communicates to each of the light switches through the wireless system. So really, all the light switches talk to the Lutron controller, and the Lutron controller is plugged into the Lifeware server, and that's how Lifeware talks to the lights.
Yeah. So you don't really need to know what protocol it is. You can just buy the Lutron device. If you've got Lifeware, then you can sync it up with Lifeware.
Yeah, there's a whole list of Lifeware connected partners, and if you buy their product, then those products already have bridges into Lifeware where everything that they do can be seen and can be controlled by Lifeware.
So in terms of availability then, if somebody wants to get into Lifeware, do they go through a dealer? Is it available? I think in the past we talked about dealer programs. Is that the case? You go through a dealer, or can you start to buy these modules as a consumer?
It's still, you know, for the real automated living, a dealer is a huge part of that. I mean, they're important for lots of reasons. One is to, you know, make the installation reliable, make it simple. But number two is to really understand how to personalize this for a customer so that it becomes this great, you know, interactive thing that is about them. But our first steps into bringing this down to more of a consumer level is our Life Media Server 100 and 150, this new server that we've just announced. And this is a big step for us simply because, you know, it's the first product that we've offered direct to consumers. People can go up to our website and buy it. And it's our first step at offering, you know, scaled down versions of LifeWare products and LifeWare software for regular, you know, consumers. But we still, we think that the, you know, what you see in the next gen home and what LifeWare is doing, there's a certain level of it that today's consumer is totally able to do. But when it comes to, you know, totally automated homes, a dealer is an important part of that whole, you know, experience.
I think it's a great example of what you can do with Media Center and how sort of LifeWare sort of connects everything together. And I think it's really great that you sort of bring them through people and they get to see it in person with the sort of real world usage.
Yeah, you know, it's a big part of, I mean, we have always tried to bring reality to this automation system, and we think that we're the leaders in Media Center, you know, integration, not just from automation, but, you know, we have lots and lots of capabilities built into our software for distributing Media Center control into other rooms, distributing audio through Media Center and making that a place where I can choose, you know, where to play things, when to play things, how, you know, all the zones. Media Center becomes the entertainment platform for an entire LifeWare connected home. So, you know, we've spent 4 years now developing LifeWare, and we've hit over 1,000 installs, and Media Center continues to progress at rapid pace, getting in the market, and extenders are, you know, becoming stronger because more partners are picking them up. And, you know, we just think that the steam continues to boil, and we're right at the head of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great going around there, and I appreciate you taking the time to chat to me today, and it's great to finally meet you in person.
Yeah, you as well. It's great for you to be across the world here, so thanks for coming.
And now, after talking to Mike, I talked with Scott Evans from Microsoft about the next-gen home. Scott, welcome to the Media Center Show, and we're here at the LifeWare next-gen home, and it's an impressive experience. So can you just tell us what it's all about?
Sure. The Next Gen Home is the ability for attendees here at CES to see some of the connected living experiences and technologies in the context of a real home. So we have three homes built out in the parking lot, you know, real homes with furniture and all, kind of all the furnishings as well as the technology in today's digital living. All of the technology in the homes this year is available for purchase today, with one exception, the smart bed. But this is the first year where kind of all the media centers, extenders, and all the other technologies available today.
And the tour starts off in the kitchen, and you've got some of the cooking equipment connected up to Media Center. So how's that connected up?
Well, so all of the devices in the home, all the appliances and subsystems are connected to the home network in one way or the other. And the automation is brought by LifeWare. LifeWare is an automation software application that runs as a plug-in to Media Center. So the Media Center PC is serving all the entertainment functions for the house. It's also powering LifeWare, which is talking to those different subsystems, using different protocols to communicate to the appliances and monitor their state or automatically adjust the functions of those appliances based on the other activities in the home.
And you showed some kind of subtle stuff off. I mean, one of the things was when I think there was a doorbell and the DVD pauses and the lights come on and all that kind of stuff. And nobody sort of going through the presentation realized, you know, we're talking home automation protocols and things. And it's sort of the technology aspect is kept out of it. But it's pretty neat how you've got these things working without looking complicated.
Yeah, I think one of the nice things about the demo setup this year is it's much less about big control panels full of buttons and much more around kind of subtle experiences in the house. So, yeah, as you mentioned, when the doorbell rings, the movie can be paused automatically and the lights can come on. So those types of activities, there are a lot of, you know, behind-the-scenes intelligence between Media Center and LifeWare there, but the experience is very automatic for the homeowner.
And how... How have you found the reactions of the people coming through then, what they're saying? Are you finding people that haven't seen Media Center before, or are they aware of Media Center and didn't realize all this kind of stuff that you can do?
Yeah, I think the thing that's unique about the next-gen home is it's wiring together so many different products and technologies into one experience. So where you might have seen Media Center in other areas at CES or seen it previously, you probably haven't seen it in the context of, you know, the whole home experience with all of the appliances and the whole home audio and the security system and all the automation that goes along with those entertainment capabilities. So it's great to see it with those products and in the context of a house to get that kind of full immersive experience.
We should mention the actors who got in there just sort of playing the roles of different family members. That's a pretty interesting way of demonstrating the product, sort of real-world usage.
Yeah, absolutely. We wanted to keep the script really lively so that you wouldn't get tired after a 25-minute tour. So we have actors that take you from room to room, and they're kind of in character, living the lives in the house, so you can see how the technology in the house affects their living experience.
The one interesting thing was the bed. It's the first time I've seen anything like that. It's kind of the bed hooked into Media Center and Lifeware.
Yeah, it's one of the kind of futuristic pieces of technology we had in the house today, this year. The bed is a legged and plat. It's a connected bed. So it connects back into the home network like the other smart appliances. And they also have a Media Center add-in for the bed that monitors temperature, adjusts settings. And so you can see the tie-in between the bed and the automation system, as well as the bed and Media Center.
It all hooks together really nicely. And in terms of equipment, what kind of what different technology were you using to bring all these things together?
Well, Media Center is the backbone for the home. In this case, we wanted to show a more of a typical installation for more in the reach of the average consumer. So there's no big wiring closet full of PCs in the houses. There's just one Media Center PC in the main great room of the house that's powering the rest of the experiences. There's an Xbox 360 working as an extender in one room. There's an HP Media Smart TV working as an extender in the other. And that same Media Center is also storing the content and also doing all of the automation integration across the other devices.
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose, the nice thing is that, like you said, there's no everything in there is attainable without huge expense or huge amounts of wiring and those kind of things. So I guess you like showing off home server and instead of showing off like racks of AV equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were able to kind of work in some of the peripheral experiences as well. So there's an Xbox 360 working as an extender. We also had the HDDVD drive hooked up to that. Yeah. And we had the home server in the office. So all of the pictures, music, videos, automatic backup. We had also even Zunes, in the house, tying in with the Zune library and the content as well.
And there were a couple of control panels. What were they running?
Yeah, those are by Lifeware. They have in-wall touch panels that run their Lifeware application and tie into the rest of the system. So not only can you access the automation functions, you can also control some of the entertainment experiences as well.
Yeah, and I also noticed you've got a UMPC in there. I think it's the Sony UX that was showing off some video, front door type video.
Yeah, when the front doorbell rang, the UMPC automatically switched over to show the front door camera, so you could see who's at the door as the movie paused.
Yeah, it's pretty. What I liked about it is it's all available and it's all kind of connectable stuff that you can do. So afterwards, you don't have to have the house, rebuilt just to get the cable and everything else in there.
Yeah, we're showing off a number of retrofit application products. Even the audio distribution system was a powerline-based system to show how the ability to use retrofit technology in the home.
And then the people coming around, are they consumers, or are you getting a lot of sort of the AV custom installers coming around and looking at how they can install this equipment?
We're getting a pretty wide mix. I mean, CES is such a big show, this kind of diverse set of attendees. So we've had a pretty good line and a diverse group of folks coming through the house.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great. I think it's probably the thing that shows Media Center off the most here at the show. So I was really pleased to go around it. And I think the custom AV installers will be excited by the possibilities of Media Center.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Media Center is one of those things that's great to experience rather than see or kind of go through a canned demo. So to get that experience in the house, with tied into all the other functions of the home, is really a great way to see it.
Yeah. Well, Matty, thanks for your time today. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, glad you could make it. Glad you enjoyed the tour.
So those are the interviews from the next-gen home. I did a short video, which I put up on MSN Video, so have a look at that, link for that in the show notes, and it shows off a little glimpse of inside the home. Now, as you've seen from my CES coverage, most of the media center news was around extenders, so I managed to catch up with some of the extender vendors. So coming up now, I have Linksys, Samsung, HP. So the first interview is from Samsung. The Samsung units are designed just to work with Samsung TVs, as you'll hear in the interview. So I'll play that now. So I'm with Samsung now, looking at their media center extender that was announced last night, and it's a very small, neat unit. So Dan, can you just tell us what is the Samsung media center extender?
All right, the Samsung media extender is new for 2008. Samsung, I believe, is actually the first HDTV maker to produce something of this nature, and it's in conjunction with Microsoft. You have to have one of the two highest versions of Windows Vista or Windows XP with media center extender software installed. And basically what it is, for price point of $199, you'll be able to purchase the DMA, connect it to your television. It comes with a mounting kit to mount either to the side or back, and then you can either hardwire using an Ethernet connection on the DMA to connect it to your home computer or the internet, basically retrieve content offline or from the internet, whether it's images, movies, games, or you can also use a wireless module sold separately to basically use Wi-Fi to stream off of your Windows appropriate PC. That's basically just another way to expand the content availability, go beyond DVDs, Blu-rays, HD DVDs, and standard cable and television, and make it more of an interactive experience, and stream things, make your house more connected.
So the device is only compatible with certain models of Samsung TV at the moment?
That's correct. Select 2008 model Samsung HD TVs have the software installed and the connectivity to work with the digital media adapter.
And it's a very small device, a very neat device. So what kind of price point are you looking at?
Price point, again, will be at $199 starting, and I believe the availability is going to be before the second half of the year starts, and that is, that I know of right now, U.S. availability. But again, with the design, as you said, it's very small, very compact, matches our lineup of HDTVs, smooth piano black finish, something that you don't mind having out on your media, on your entertainment center, if you choose to have it that way, if you don't have the space.
You mentioned about the mounting kit. Is there a way of mounting it with the TV?
Yes, it actually comes included with a mounting kit that you can use either for the back of the television or to the side. So you can have it hidden away, shown off a little bit, or as I said, you can hardwire and have it out anywhere on your entertainment center.
It is a nice small device, and to be honest, you know, no one's going to complain about having that box.
Exactly. It's basically I would say it's about the width of two remotes and about cut maybe an inch or two off it. So it's a small box.
And does it come with a remote?
It does come with a special remote as well. Has a Windows Media Center button on it. You can also use the connectivity, or the remote, I'm sorry, with your the select Samsung HDTV to control as well.
Well, I think it's great that Samsung entering the Media Center extended market. It's just another way of getting Media Center on a TV, and it's good to see it with connected up to your TVs here today.
Yep, that's exactly what we're trying to do, trying to connect the home, bring everything together, design, functionality, just put it into one package.
Well, many thanks for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Now to HP. They had the Media Smart TV with the built-in extender, the Media Start extenders, and they also had their Media Smart Home servers, the Windows Home servers, and their TVs look great having the extender built into there. So this is an interview with Alex Thatcher from HP.
I'm here at HP, so I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself. So what are we doing here, and who are you?
Hi, I'm Alex Thatcher, and I'm a senior product manager for HP's Managed Home Division, and today we're showing off HP's latest digital entertainment products.
Now, kind of the two things that I focused on were the Media Smart TV and the Media Smart receiver. So let's talk about the receiver first. Just give us a brief description of what that product is.
So HP has been doing Media Smart TVs for 3 years now, and we're a third generation. But there's over 40 million installed HDTVs out there. And now we've come out with a box, a little black box that is wired and wireless. It enables you to turn any TV into a Media Smart TV. That means that you can stream photos, music, even HD video to it. It has 802.11n and it's dual band, so there's plenty of bandwidth to stream HD content. But something that sets it apart from other devices is this also features Windows Media Center Extender. So if you have a Windows Vista Premium or Vista Ultimate PC, that means that you can forward that full Media Center experience. Now you can watch recorded television, you can schedule recordings back on your PC, and you get access to all that online content. And then finally, one other thing that really sets it apart is that it has optional expandable storage. HP's been selling a pocket media drive for about 2 years now. It's a little USB drive that can be inserted into most of our desktops and even some of our laptops. We put that slot so you can have up to 250 gigs of storage right into the MediaSmart receiver so that you can store movies, videos, and have it there regardless of whether your PC is on or off.
Yes, okay. So, I mean, most listeners will be familiar with the concept of extenders from the Xbox 360 and the other manufacturers. But the HP one is slightly different because of the drive bay. So what can you do with that as opposed to just a standard extender?
Well, the benefit of it is that although the MediaSmart receiver enables you to stream your content from the mother load of your desktop, wherever you store it, we know that more and more that storage is on a notebook. And that notebook can either be off the network or can be out of the house altogether. So by having that drive that you can insert, you can actually put content on the drive, walk it over and insert it, sneaker net it, if you will, into the MediaSmart receiver. And then regardless of whether your PC is on, you've got access to your movies, your music, and your photos. That's great. One of the things that we're curious to see if will happen is that people will start forming collections on various pocket media drives. We've seen this happen on the PCs, and we wouldn't be surprised to see it happen with this device as well.
So the unit. So when you power the unit up, have you got the choice then of going into a media center mode or going into like a standalone mode?
Yes, actually, when you power the unit up, it comes into media smart mode, if you will, which enables you to get content from all of your PCs. I mean, one of the things that sets apart a media smart device, both the TV and the receiver, from other devices in its class, is that it doesn't just talk to one PC at a time. It'll talk to multiple PCs, 3, 4, and grab content from all of them simultaneously. So when you're browsing your videos, you're browsing every video in the house. And same is true with video and music. Likewise, when you're going through our menu, you can also select a USB option so that you can either choose the drive that you've inserted, or if you have a third-party USB drive, for example, a Maxtor or Seagate 500, you can attach that via USB external to the box as well and access that content.
Right, so you've kind of got the best of both worlds. You've got your media center PC with all your content on, but someone brings down a USB drive with some family pictures on, you can just throw that into the device and watch it from there without having to head back to your PC, which may be somewhere out of the way.
That's right. It is a very, very flexible device.
And then the other unit was the HP MediaSmart TV. Now, that's really cool because that doesn't need any external connections. And so I believe that's an upgrade to the current unit.
That's right. We're now in our third generation. HP was the first to introduce televisions with wired and wireless networking that would bring your photo, video, and music content. And now that we're doing our third generation, the big news is that we've added Media Center Extender functionality to it as well. This means that you can now enjoy recorded TV and get that full experience if you have a Vista Premium or Ultimate machine. But what a lot of people don't know is that when you have an internet-connected TV, that enables us to add value to your product long after you've purchased it. So we have 2007 models of MediaSmart TVs, and we're going to update those as well to include Media Center Extender. Every night, the TV, and for that matter, the MediaSmart receiver box as well, goes out and checks for an update. And sometimes we update bug fixes, we add features, we just added a Cinema Now service. Well, one morning in 2008, these customers will wake up and see a message that they now have this extender for Media Center functionality, and they've got a whole new set of features that they can use.
So, I mean, the thing I like about that is that you don't need any external boxes, it's less cabling, it's less power sockets and everything else.
That's true, and what's great is, first of all, it's a world-class TV. It's 1080p, 3 HDMI ports, it's loaded for bare, and it does absolutely everything a great TV should do. But it also has that wired and wireless connectivity built in. And the way that we did it is we built 3 802.11n dual band antennas right into the bezel. They're invisible for all intents and purposes. So it really looks like any great TV, except it's got all this extra functionality built in as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's really where you can see these kind of things going in the future, that TVs have it in. And like you said, it's a nice looking TV as well. It's, you know, it's a kind of a premium TV.
Yes, it is. It's a lot of TVs are black, and we're black as well. We did started doing the piano gloss a long time ago. But one of the neat things about this TV is that the speakers are very, very thin on it. You have to search for them, but they still produce great sound. One of the consumer trends that we saw, even from monitors on our PC side, is that thin bezels are definitely in, and protruding speakers are kind of, you know, antiquated. So what we have is just a very thin bezel TV, where mostly what you see is just image.
And I know, sort of offline, we've talked availability, and so what's the story on that?
Well, these will be out in early spring 2008. You'll see in March, April time frame. And the MediaSmart receiver as well will be around that time as well.
I think you've only announced your U.S. availability, but I just wanted to put the call in now to for our European listeners. You know, we want to see those over there too.
And speaking for my senior management, I think that one of the most common questions we've got is when are you going to bring these televisions and these MediaSmart receivers to the UK? So there's a lot of interest. Currently, the products are only for North America, which means US and Canada. And when I say Canada, I mean all of Canada. They do support French. But the interest in the UK has definitely been heard and noted.
Well, that's good to know. Well, it's great to see the products, and it's great to see HP supporting Media Center through the extenders. So many thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Ian.
Finally this week, I have Paul McIntosh from Linksys talking about the extenders and also talking about some of their new router technology designed for home users. There's a bit of background interference from a mobile phone. It wasn't mine, but it's kind of... There was phones everywhere at CES, so it's kind of interfered with the sound at the beginning. But anyway, it's a good interview, so have a listen to this. So I'm here with Linksys and Paul McIntosh. Now, we were just chatting before, and I was saying this is probably the coolest thing I've seen. People always ask, what's the coolest thing you've seen at CES? And, you know, there hasn't been sort of one individual product that I've seen up to now that I thought, wow, this is really cool. But I think the vision of connecting everything together that you've got here is fantastic. So just talk us through what kind of things you're showing off and what's the reasoning or the thinking behind all this, the connectedness of it all.
Okay, I mean, the key part is starting with the gateway or the router, which, you know, we've got a new design that's coming to market in the UK around about April. And again, from that perspective, it's keeping things simple for everybody. So simple design with maximum functionality, but again, just enabling consumers to plug it in, connect it up and go as quickly as they can. So the new design that we've got here that... You know, we can obviously show which will be in the market from April. From then on, it's the media center extenders that can plug into that connected home ecosystem that you've got at home, and again, making things just as simple as possible.
So you showed me the the key things that are kind of interesting here. You've got the router that's we kind of compare it side to side. It doesn't look like your traditional router.
Yeah, again, and that's trying to understand the way that people look at routers. So, you know, this sort of device that we've got coming out in April with Layla integrated, and Layla for us is Linksys Easy Link Advisor, which again makes things easy for people to set up. You know, what we've got here is a product designed to be much more lifestyle orientated, so you can stick it on top of a unit opposed to sticking it behind a curtain or underneath a cupboard. So again, it's making people feel comfortable they can stick it around about their home unit.
Just tell me about that kind of interface, the Layla interface, because you just gave me a demo of that, and I think that's something that non-techies can use to set up the network. But techies will also like it because it's kind of very visual and shows you what's connected.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you know, with Linksys Easy Link Advisor, what we've done is been able to develop a network tool that allows you that's firmly embedded in the product. It's not something that sits on the top. It's firmly embedded in the product, and what that allows people to do from both a technical perspective and people that aren't so technical is visualize their home network, understand what's in their home network and how to operate that. So again, you can, if you're technical, you can go into it as deep as you like. If you're non-technical, again, just looking at the network map allows you to see what's plugged into your home network.
And from the extenders point of view, obviously this is what a lot of people have been asking me to look at, the extenders, and you gave them a demo and they look fantastic. So just tell me about the two extenders.
Okay, we've got two media center extenders which will be in the UK from early February, and we got two SKUs. One is the 2100, which is a small form factor, Both of them are wireless N, and they work on dual band. So again, you can sit there and you can have it as a wireless product, you can have it as a cable product, and you can have it working via power line. And the 2200, which is the same size as an A4 sheet of paper, that's got a built-in DVD player, which is an upscaling DVD player. And again, the key with both of those is fitting those into your home network. Very, very simple setup. And that allows you to extend from your Vista PC and bring all of the content that you've got from your Vista PC or any storage device straight into your front room.
I like the user interface, because you power the user up and it's just play DVD or connect to Media Center, and it's very simple, because I think one of the complaints with other extenders like the Xbox 360, it's just way too complicated just to watch TV and to can kind of use it as an extender for the non-techies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, unfortunately I've got to say it, but from my wife's perspective, being able to use the extenders as we did over Christmas is just so simple. With a remote control, which is, you know, a learning remote control, again, you can sync that with your TV remote, so you've got one remote, so you don't have an additional remote to the remote you've got. Just makes life really, really simple to use.
And talking at the sort of the quality, I've been asked about the quality of the picture and the transitions and everything else. And I've got to say, it looks really good, and you know, there's very little difference between that and the Xbox 360. And I think a lot of people will be surprised; they were kind of underestimating the way that the extenders are going to work.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully with you know what you'll be able to show on the site, you know, definitely the quality's there from a visual experience and from a usability experience. So definitely the quality's there, no question.
And then you've got other things which kind of fit in with the lifestyle, like the cameras. Just, you know, how do they all fit in together with all these different components?
And it, you know, again, that's coming from the visual network you've got at home. So again, from the gateways and working with, you know, the Linksys EasyLink Advisor allows you to fit the cameras in, and that works with Media Center, as you're saying. So again, from the remote control, you can see that and plug that into the whole connected home story, which is very simple, very easy to use. And the cameras that we've got coming out later in the year, again, they're wireless, again, they can be cabled, whichever way you want to connect. Again, it's simplicity of use.
So one of the questions I always get asked, and everybody wants to know, is the output, because of the 360 is only 60 hertz when you're in extender mode in HD. So can you do 50 hertz on it and 60 hertz?
You can, absolutely. I mean, the media set, both products from us are 21 and 2200, both are 50 and 60 hertz.
Excellent. So you don't get the juddery when you're watching the Formula One?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's great. I mean, I think Linksys is one of the people that seem to be, you know, bringing all this together and making it easier to connect all these devices up. So I think there's going to be... I mean, I know the extenders are going to go well, because people keep telling me how they've ordered them.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
I just think we need to get it out to the general consumer a bit more than is happening at the moment, but I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're working closely, hopefully, with yourself, and we're working with Microsoft to make that happen. Absolutely.
Well, many thanks for your time today. I really enjoyed the demo, and I think it's great to see the extenders coming to the UK.
Great stuff. Great to see you, Ian. Thank you.
So that's it for this week's show. Next week is the final set of interviews from CES. The email address is ian@thedigitallifestyle.com, and I'll be giving away some software for the email of the week. I'll see you around the forums, blogs, and Facebook group. And look out for a new video coming out next week, probably Tuesday. Well, the final video from CS, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
We'll be right back.